Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, the fall weather is definitely in the air, and if treating your lawn to get it ready for next spring isn't on your list, maybe it should be. This is a great time of year to get some of those fall lawn treatments down and done to ensure a healthy green lawn come next spring. If you're looking to apply a broadleaf herbicide to the lawn, any time in fall from late September to early November is the best time to do this to control perennial broadleaf weeds in the yard. In fall, perennial weeds are transplanting their food from their foliage and leaves down to the roots in preparation for winter. Broadleaf herbicides applied in the fall will be absorbed by the weed's foliage, transported to the roots along with the carbohydrates and food, resulting in the destruction of the broadleaf weeds and their roots, which is the ideal way to make sure they don't come back in the spring. There's a number of effective broadleaf herbicides that can be used for fall application, including active ingredients such as 2,4-D, MCPP, dicamba, triclopyr, and others. The most effective products will contain a mixture of two or three of these herbicide active ingredients, as no single compound effectively controls all broadleaf weeds. Herbicides can be applied as liquids or granules. Before applying any herbicide, carefully read and follow label directions to make sure that proper safety and effectiveness is achieved. So getting into some specific weeds, we get lots of phone calls about these pesky lawn invaders, if you will, every year. First on the top of everyone's list seems to be Creeping Charlie, also known as ground ivy. Creeping Charlie can be controlled with broadleaf herbicides. Any products that contain 2,4-D or triclopyr are most effective. These are active ingredients in many herbicide products. Triclopyr in particular can be found in Ortho Weed Be Gone, Chickweed, Clover, and Oxalis Killer for lawns, as well as several other products. Two applications are usually necessary to effectively control ground ivy. In Iowa, applications should be made between late September and early November, with the first application being made in late September or early October, and the second application being made a month later to catch all phases and ages of the ground ivy. Similarly, if you have wild violets in your lawn, digging up the plants may be an option for home gardeners with a small infestation, but broadleaf herbicides are the most practical solution when dealing with large numbers of violets. If you have these in your flower bed, it gets a little more tricky because the broadleaf herbicides will act there on many of the plants you want to keep, but if you have broadleaf violets in your lawn, then the herbicides are a practical solution. Herbicides containing triclopyr provide the best control of violets in the lawn. Applications can be made in spring or fall, but two applications, 3 to 4 weeks apart, are necessary to destroy violets. Complete elimination of all violets in the lawn is extremely difficult and often unattainable just because they do come back so frequently, reseed from so many directions. So do keep that in mind. Similarly, white clover in the lawn is very common. It is a prolific seed producer and adapts well to mowing and other lawn care practices. A presence is low of white clover in your lawn may be a sign of low nitrogen fertility. White clover in lawns can be controlled through proper fertilization and application of broadleaf herbicides. Spring, mid-September, and late October are excellent times to fertilize Kentucky bluegrass lawns in October. And also, herbicides that contain MCPP, dicamba, and triclopyr provide excellent control of white clover. An application of a 2,4-D product alone is not effective in controlling white clover. Applications of broadleaf herbicides in late spring and summer provide some control, but those fall applications, again, late September to early November, are most effective. As you can see from going down through this list, different broadleaf herbicides are different levels of effectiveness against some of those weeds you have in your yard. If you have a wide variety, again, applying A broadleaf herbicide that has multiple active ingredients is usually your best option, as well as following label directions as far as multiple applications to hit those weeds that may be a little more resistant, as well as to hit those weeds that may have a longer growing season. Again, read and follow those label directions to make sure you're not applying that herbicide too close together or too far apart to control the weed problems you're seeing in your yard. Also going on this week, National Farm Safety and Health Week. It is actually September 20th through the 26th, so we are right in the middle of National Farm Safety and Health Week. The proclamation has been signed by Governor Branstad declaring this special week to highlight agricultural health and safety for all Iowans and their communities. This is the 72nd annual observance of the National Farm Safety and Health Week, and it's coordinated by the National Safety Council and supported by various groups and organizations interested in ag safety. National Ag Safety and Health Week is to commemorate the hard work, diligence, and sacrifices of our nation's farmers and ranchers. This year's theme is Ag Safety is not just a slogan, it's a lifestyle. During harvest time, the Iowa Farm Safety Council, along with volunteers, strives to increase knowledge about agricultural hazards and dangers, and we encourage Iowans to make better safety and health decisions this harvest season, as well as throughout the next year. This year's theme, Ag Safety is not just a slogan, it's a lifestyle, reminds all of our local and rural communities that ag is one of the most dangerous occupations in the U.S. Farm injuries and fatalities are preventable, however, through education. Most recent data from U.S. Department of Labor indicates that in 2013, farming accounted for 500 fatalities, or 23.2 deaths per 1,000 workers. A few tips during National Farm Safety and Health Week. Serious injuries and death can be prevented by a number of things, such as cautiously approaching field adjustments or repairs you see on the road, taking precautions to avoid slips and falls, making smart decisions when assigning tasks to youth or inexperienced workers, using and maintaining the slow-moving vehicle emblem correctly for both the farmer as well as motorists coming up on these slow-moving vehicles on the road, and retrofitting tractors with rollover structures and using them properly in their upright and locked position when traveling on highways or steep embankments. For more information on Farm Safety and Health Week, you can visit the ISU Extension webpage for a list of resources, webcasts, and more on farm safety. And certainly as we head into harvest season this fall, a good reminder to everyone, whether working directly in the farm fields during harvest or not, traffic is about to get a little busier. Things will be a little bit more hectic around many of our rural communities. So everyone taking time to slow down a bit and think about safety will help keep all of our local residents safe through this harvest season. For more information on these topics and more, you can always visit the Cass County Extension Office. We're located at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online anytime by Googling Cass County ISU Extension or following us on Facebook for upcoming programs. For more information, until next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.